Hey, got good. Can we too? Hello, Statewide.
Hi, is this Michael Ravello with Statewide Moving Co. Incorporated?
Sure is.
Hey, Michael. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Doing well, doing well. How have you been?
Good. Not bad, not bad. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been meaning to talk to you. I got a request from our customer service department said that you were looking to shift some things over. That you had Google Guarantee and Google Ads with another company, but you wanted us to handle that for you, like we've been doing with your local SEO services.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'll hit you up. Hold on one second, so good.
No problem.
Okay. Let me see here. One second. Yeah, I mean, we always had someone, like, handle it, but then we've been actually, like, we have it all set up. We have a port we go in. We can do our control our balance. Control our budget. I'm sorry.
Right.
And you know, it's a what do you call it? It's like a not an app. It's just like what is it called when you go into I'm
a little
hot.
Dashboard.
There you go. We got dashboard. Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a CID, like a 10-digit number that you have. So you own the Google Guarantee campaign, or did somebody else build it for you and they own it?
I think someone might have built it for us, but then we took it over. You know, like I said, we can go in anytime and do whatever we have to do.
Okay. All right. That's good. Should make a clean transition. So what are you looking to do?
So, like I said, I mean, we do a lot. We kind of do, you know, it's too much for us to handle everything.
Right.
We can if we need to. We have been because the people we're working with kind of fell off to the wayside a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how much do you charge? What are your prices to manage? I mean, it's you know, I don't know what you guys charge.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm paying now. I mean, how would that work out?
Yeah, I mean, assuming that you own the CID, that would change the rates a bit, right? Assuming that you own it and we're not building one from scratch, then it's just getting that CID, which is a 10-digit number, and then they have a $250 transfer fee to transfer the hosting. Then you have your budget fees, right? So I don't know what you're allotting as a budget to Google Guarantee.
Let's just say I have a $2,000 budget and I can adjust that anytime. I can go in or, you know, and judge and adjust it anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say if we have a $2,000 budget, I'm just saying forget what the budget is. What do you guys charge to, I don't know, go over the numbers? I mean, We get reports. It's not like it used to be years ago where you have to rely on somebody really doing it all for you. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, we get reports through Google and all that stuff.
Right. Well, what I'm getting at is there's different fees. So, like, for Google Ads, it's 17.5%.
Okay.
That's for Google Ads. Google Guarantee, it's different, right?
Okay.
For Google Guarantee, it's 25%.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just say if I have.
But let me be very clear. Let me be very clear. We mm-hmm. are a premier Google partner. So any disputes that you have on any lead fees, we would be able to process live in real time. So if you got a lead, the difference with working with a premier Google partner, and you said, hey, this is unqualified, even if you qualified it initially, let's say you went out there and it actually turned out to be a different kind of job than what it was originally qualified for, or maybe there was a misunderstanding with the business or the homeowner, we can immediately dispute those, give you your credit back. So it's actually going to prevent you from exhausting money on things that aren't actually turning into jobs. Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. We're pretty much on top of that. Tom, you even actually go in there and just
dispute them, right?
Right, yeah. You know, my general manager here, he goes in there. If it's a bad lead, we report it right to Google and that. Right away.
Yeah, then there's no wait time with us. It's immediately back in the account.
Yeah.
The difference is, too, it would also be hosted completely by the Google partners. So you're not having to not say that it's bad to have somebody in-house that's overseeing it. You still have somebody there to oversee it, but the responsibility of making sure it's consistently up and running and getting pre-screened when the calls and job opportunities do come through would be off his table.
Because I'm going to be on John, right?
Yes.
I'll be honest, John, Google Ads, we've been doing that for a long time. I mean, they're starting to really suck.
Yeah.
Google Ads, it's a bunch of bullshit now. I mean, you get that's where you pay per click and all that.
Right.
You get a lot of like, hey, I'm looking for a job. But come on, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why are you getting charged for that?
Yeah, you know, so we dispute a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the Google Ads, I mean, you tell me. You're in the business. You're the specialist.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me. We're experiencing that Google Ads kind of stink. But then we actually cut our Google Ads, and then we seem like we were getting less Google guarantee calls. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know if we play games. Google plays games like that.
No. Not at all. It's just there are – me personally, if it's my business, I'm looking at all of them from the outside. I would keep your local SEO and I would keep Google Guarantee and I would kind of abandon ads if it was me personally. I don't like pay-per-click personally.
Right.
The only time I do recommend pay-per-click is if guys maybe don't qualify for Google Guarantee for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And then their local listing maybe only covers 30 miles and they want to go further, right? Then I would say, okay, the only way to get you showing up further would be for us to run ads since you don't qualify for Google Guarantee. But at no point would I say, hey, let's go ahead and run them all together. At least not for me. If I was just a really greedy guy and I had the money for it, you know what I mean? And I had a huge crew of guys that I got to keep busy and not miss any opportunities, then sure, you know, I might throw $2,500 at it each month and then let that be what's keeping my guys busy. But,
I'm to the point where I'm to the point now where we throw like $300 a month at it. You know, we are spending a lot more than that. I mean, it just sucks. We tried everything.
Yeah.
It's just
well,
like,
what happens, Mike,
I,
with Google Ads is it turns into like this bidding war. Like these other companies get in there, right? And they say, okay, you know, Mike's up there. Mike's paying you however much. I'll pay you double for the clicks, for the cost of the click. So Google's like, okay, you know, we want to get more money for the clicks and the exposure. They want to maximize their ROI for who they're promoting up there. So they fly those guys up. Now those guys are getting seen all the time, getting clicked on. Yours isn't getting clicked on at all. So I guess the plus is like you're not spending that budget or maybe not spending it as quickly. But they're the ones who are actually getting the calls and the traffic because it's like a bidding system with that. Same thing can happen with Google Guarantee. You know, if guys turn on max bidding per lead, you know, they go, okay, the average cost of a lead is $65, but this guy's over here max bidding saying, hey, I'll pay the max $120 for that lead. You know, Google's going to take that live client that wants the Google Guarantee insurance of the $2,000 protection plus knowing the guy got background check. Google's going to take that guy and hand feed him to the guy that's paying $120 a lead instead of the guy that's only going to end up paying $65 for it. So you do have to be proactive in that route of, hey, Google, you know, I'll give you the best deal on it if you can make sure I'm getting these jobs as they're coming through. You have to adjust your bid. If you leave it in there and, you know, the calls slow down, it sucks because the calls are slowing down. You're not as busy. But at the same time, it shouldn't be exhausting your budget out of there either if you're not actually getting the leads. The money just kind of sits in there. And it's like a stalemate situation.
I've been playing this game pretty long now, a long time with this Google and the guarantees and all that.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a slippery slope. You got to watch and you think, oh, the more money I spend, the more leads I get. Sometimes there's a graph someone showed me one time that mm-hmm. actually will screw yourself and get less. They'll exhaust your money and you'll get less leads and you're paying more money. It's like.
Yeah. Because you leave the max bid on. And then now it's like, and then they're charging you top dollar for ones that shouldn't be getting charged top dollar on. I get that. I understand that.
And then they make sure they use your whole budget up. They'll make sure of it. You know, if you don't get the quality calls, then all of a sudden you're gone. And it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have like that disputing though, you know, Mike, where it's like, hey, you know, like this, I can understand I pay $120 for an out-of-state move lead, you know what I mean? But this guy just wanted to go here or just had some questions. That's not an actual lead. That's where you dispute it so you don't get charged for it at all. Or if you say, hey, this lead, the value should have been more of like a $65 one, not a $120 out-of-state move, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's where that comes into play. You have the Google partners. They're able to fix that in real time. Instead, you have to, like, file a complaint, wait for the processing time, and then sometimes they might say, hey, you gave us enough information. Hey, you didn't. You know what I mean? We got the recorded calls of the conversation. We got the whole track records in there through your account dashboard and tracking system, which you already have through our local SEO. It's just going to be a separate window in there for your Google guarantee. And we have all that data ready for them. So when they say, hey, we need more information, it's just, submit, and they have it all, and we're making sure they're getting it, so that way you're not losing those cases.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to look at our, like I said, we've been with you, I don't know how long, maybe 2 years maybe now? I don't know, a year and a half?
Yep. Yeah.
So, the website you guys built for me is horrendous. It's bad.
They gave you the free site.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, they gave you a free site when you signed up with us. So that's the, like a landing page more so than a custom website design.
Yeah, that sucks. Now, if you look at our other website.
All right, I'm in there.
Oh, man.
I'm looking at it. So 257 leads in here. Jeez. Okay.
What's that?
Oh, I see 257 leads in your dashboard here. I logged into your dashboard.
With you guys, or you mean with you, with Splash?
Yeah, that's with us in there.
That's for how long?
I think that's just always. That's just all of them in there. Yeah, there's 1,525 total results. But we never did Google Ads, so it says zero Google Ads clicks. It's got the listings that we created and the 38 reviews that have been generated, but it's not saying.
So you guys were supposed to be doing an SEO for me now.
Yeah, your SEO is fully optimized. It was peaking January, July, not saying August, only 21 local leads generated in August.
Which is not that good because that's the busiest time.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about, though, how your results have kind of dipped down. Like in June, you had 63 leads throughout the month of June just from local listings. That's not your Google Ads or Google Guarantee. It's like your local listing actually outperforms what you're telling me from your Google Ads and your Google Guarantee, though. Certainly.
Right.
63
now,
leads.
Now, what you guys are doing a SEO now, but I don't really see like you guys build out different pages, different areas. You still concentrate in just my little area here.
Yeah, SEO is always local, so it's usually just your local service area. It's based off of the address that was PIN verified with Google when you first signed up with us.
Right, but what I'm saying is you can actually say I'm in Hightstown, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Now within the 10-mile radius. You know, there's Robbinsville, there's Hamilton, there's, you know, Trenton, Princeton, you know, different pages. I mean, shouldn't I be in those different pages?
Yeah, you should be on the first page of the search results in there when you go to places.
But I'm not.
For which cities?
Let's say in Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting Princeton Van Service Moving and Storage LLC.
Yep.
Let me go in here. Statewide.
I've been doing this for a while. I think that, you know, I should be listed higher.
Yeah,
you know
but,
what I mean? That's why I'm
yeah, but what happens sometimes, too, is when you guys go into Google Guarantee, your Google business profile is listed in the Google Guarantee category, not just the local SEO services anymore. So if you activated a Google Guarantee account under your Google business profile, then that's going to change how you're listed in certain areas. Obviously, you're showing in your backyard, but now when you do that search for moving companies in Princeton, you're down in the Google Guarantee category on the first page. But if that's not active or you're not having it on for, like, you're willing to accept leads, then it basically removes it. So it's almost like you put yourself in this ad situation where you're ready to start paying per lead, but then maybe you turned it off or there's an issue with it. And it's basically that's signaling to the search engine, you're not ready to accept leads or willing to accept leads because it's not active. And so it's being hidden, basically. It's almost like having your doors closed. Like, hey, I'm not willing to accept leads. So they go, okay, right. Well, we're not even going to show you or have people have the opportunity to call you at all. So now it's having the completely opposite effect, you know?
So how do you fix that?
Well, you want to get your Google Guarantee either up and running or just remove it completely. I mean, it's one way or the other. It's either all the way on or all the way off.
No, we've been up and running.
Okay, so it's active in Princeton? Because it's not showing you anymore for Princeton either.
Google Guarantee?
Yep.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, like I said, they actually...
So it's suspended right now, or it's down right now, right?
No.
Oh. I have Statewide Moving and Storage.
That's me.
Okay, there we go. So your local SEO was originally under Statewide Moving Co. Inc. Jesus.
Okay.
So you have discrepancies in your listings. This one's 133 Broad Street, Hightstown.
That's right,
Suite A?
That's what we have.
Okay. And your Google Guarantee is showing Statewide Moving and Storage.
That's me, yep.
Okay. So your listings don't match up. So you are showing in Princeton, though. It is active. It's just the name didn't match up, so I assume that wasn't you.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So if you punch up, give me a favor, punch up Movers in Robbinsville, New Jersey.
Robbinsville. Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see my buddy that used to work for the phone company. It used to be IDARC Media. I don't know if you know them. Used to be Verizon, then it went to IDARC Media, whatever. Anyways, he worked for IDARC Media.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a whole campaign with him, with you know the webpage and all that good stuff. And he built me out some SEOs. He just told me it's there, but it's not showing.
Hmm.
It's got a 404 on the thing.
No, see, I want you to see this. This is a perfect example, right? So if you type in moving services, Robbinsville, New Jersey, under Google,
mm-hmm.
your Google Guarantee up here at the top, you're like the third guy down on my screen, says Statewide Moving in Storage. Okay.
Yeah, it rotates.
Okay, but you're there. Then you go down next to the map, and there's your local SEO listing that says Statewide Moving Co. Inc.
Okay.
And that's on the first page in the second spot, locally here.
Now, if you click that, does it go to your website?
Right. Because we created that. So that
okay.
goes to our site. That's what the local SEO is. That's what you've been paying
okay,
us month
now,
to month,
now,
$254.
Now keep going down.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going down. You'll see Statewide. You'll see another listing under us.
Okay, so that's a problem. Because the one we created is Co. Inc. Anything other than that, as a local listing is going to negatively affect your other listings. That's called a discrepancy within the search engine.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, yep. Can you hear? Sorry.
I was telling you, you can hear that because I heard the same, someone said the same thing. We actually have two websites.
Yeah, I noticed that too, not through our system, but you pointed it out to me. I didn't see it, but you mentioned it earlier. And
yeah,
that,
we went through someone else's website.
Yeah, that causes a problem too, though. Yeah, it hurts you.
Yep.
It'll actually negatively affect all the stuff that we had been doing for you over the year and a half. That's why they tell you when you sign up with us, like, hey, before you add anything else, let us know. Because if you create two websites and maybe they have like the same name, address, phone number, or another Google business profile, which you do have, and another Google guarantee campaign, which you do have, with different websites, same business name, same phone number, the search engine goes, wait, is this the same company? Are these different companies? Are we providing the same information? You got two completely different names being promoted. You signed up with us under Statewide Moving Co. Inc.
See, we've already had this for years. We mm-hmm. signed up with you afterwards, and you mm-hmm. guys were like, I can help you out. We'll generate, okay, I'll give you guys a shot. So I'll let you do your own thing, you know?
Yeah, a year and a half ago, right?
Yep.
Okay. I see that. And then it's like two, Jesus, okay. Because the one that we created for you has 329 4.7-star reviews on it.
You guys created that?
Yeah, the Statewide Moving Co. Inc.
We're Statewide Moving and Storage. That's who we are.
Yeah.
You guys create the Statewide Moving Co. Inc. We're Statewide Moving Co. Inc. That's our name. You know, yeah. That's our, through our website. That's our original domain name, whatever. Then we have statewidemoving.net, you know.
Yeah.
It all supposed to go to one
thing.
Deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how do you fix this?
Trucks and everything say Storage Co. Inc., not moving.
Yeah, we're statewide moving and storage.
Co. Inc., right? That's everything that we have there. I mean,
yeah, Statewide Moving and Storage Company Co. Inc.
All right, so I get it now. I see what needs to happen. So you have a Google business profile already existing. We need to access Google business. You're going to transfer it over already, right? That was your game plan. But we would have to go in there and clear those discrepancies so it all matches up. And that'll eliminate the negative effects that it's having on the older SEO services that we were already providing for you over the last year and a half. So whatever these guys did when you created your Google guarantee, they ended up trying to like merge the two listings all in a focus to get you background check, get you verified, and then get you on the first page. I mean, they were just trying to get you leads as quickly as possible, but they did the rinky-dink way. Instead of verifying, they went ahead and created another one and tried to just slap it all together real quick. We have to clear those discrepancies.
No. I've been doing the Google guarantee way before I signed up with you guys. Way before.
Oh, okay. So you guys made that.
Oh, way before.
So it's your fault.
Yeah, we made all. Yeah. No. I'm just busting your balls.
Hey, your truck said Storage Co. Inc., so that's what we blasted on there, man. We went to look like the same guy they called online, you know?
But if I'm getting a lot of, if I'm showing up all over the place, Statewide Moving Co., Statewide Moving, and it all comes to the same website or whatever, same numbers, does it matter?
Well, that's a personal question, you know. Obviously, you probably don't care, but the search engine, it does have an effect, and that negatively affects the amount of calls you're getting on that phone number. If the search engine doesn't know if they're actually giving people the right information, you know, it's AI.
Okay.
It's not just people going in there and manually reading after every time somebody searches for something, you know.
Right.
So the computer is also trying to give them the best results to accommodate them. But also they're receiving the information on what is the best results for you. Like if you're actually going to take those people, right? Somebody types in out-of-state move and you're openly telling the search engine, hey, this is who I am. This is my name, address, phone number. I verified it. It's that I'm a real company. Here's all my licenses, all my insurance. And I do out-of-state moves. then that process happens very quickly and you appear to these people. But when you start having discrepancies in there where they're going, okay, is that the same name or is that the same business? We don't know. So even if there might be a license and all the other things in there that you did, it confuses the search engine. They don't know if they're actually giving the people what they're looking for or helping them. You know, they don't want to mislead.
So you're saying this is actually, it doesn't matter how many times I'm all over the place, you're saying for Google and all that stuff, it's a hindrance.
It is. And that's known. That's known across the industry. Like anybody that's done SEO or that's done Google advertising or Google Guarantee will tell you discrepancies is a big no-no. You can't have different name, address, phone number, or website. You got two websites. You got two Google business profiles with different names. You got a Google Guarantee campaign with a different name than what your local SEO campaign has. It's just different. It doesn't match up. So the search engine is going to exclude you from certain search results. And so that's going to have a negative effect. I know in your mind you're going, hey, I could put a bunch of money into it. I could throw out a bunch of these different listings. The more listings I have, the more job opportunity I'm going to get. It's not actually how it works.
You're like name recognition. You're seeing me all over the place. Like, oh, yeah, that'd be better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't actually have that effect, you know? And that Google also doesn't want that too, because that's what stops the bigwigs from just dominating the market and the little guy not being able to get any piece of the pie.
Right.
So, you know.
You know what? It's just, don't you eventually want to, down the road, get away from the Google guarantees and then just rely on your SEOs?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can get leads without having to pay lead fees for them and they're still quality, and if you could get them without having to pay a click fee, 100%. 100%. That's what I've been telling people for years. I mean, if you get the right SEO and you dominate the market, then you know, for where you are right now, geographically, it's one of the most competitive areas in the country for what you do. I mean, great moving and storage, thousands of reviews, college, hunk, calling, drunk, thousands of reviews. So where we have you right there in New Jersey on the first page is insane for $250 a month. You're robbing people. You're robbing us.
I don't think you're the one that's put me there on that first page. I think the Google guarantee will let what I pay.
No, that name and Statewide Moving Co. Inc. That Google business profile, that website that's attached to that profile, that's all created by Local Splash. You can go into your account dashboard. And it has all the data that came through that Google business profile over the last year and a half. So it only tracks the stuff where people click on that. That's how we could tangibly show you. If you call us one day, say, hey, what the heck am I paying you guys for? You go, okay, get your username, get your password, go into our app. Here you go. That's everything we brought to the table for you over the last year.
See,
and
that's
a half.
That's the problem. A lot of times I call and I'm like, Gary, what's going on? They're like, well, you got these people that – from Splash, you got a lot of these people that work for you. They really don't kind of know what they're, I don't know.
That's good to be back, though.
Yeah.
You know who signed you up a year and a half ago, Mike?
Who?
Me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Then how come you're not taking care of my account?
I do in a way, but you got to understand, I've been doing this for 13 years, so I mean, over 1,000 business owners that I help throughout.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of minions.
Gotcha.
I come in and I say, hey, you do that.
But, you know, if I want to go ahead and, you know, say if I want to come back to you guys, do the whole kit and rules, I want someone that really knows what they're talking about and doing. I don't want to, let me find out. I don't know. And it's hard to understand them because they're speaking broken English.
Yeah.
I just don't want to deal with that. I really don't, man.
I got you. Well, you know, I can see in the notes here, when I signed you up a year ago, I gave you my direct number, or a year and a half ago, I gave you my direct number and extension. I do that for all my guys. So we do have specialists in every department. You say, hey, I want to change this on my website. Okay, it's going to go to the website team. I want to do this for Google Guarantee. It's going to go to the Google Guarantee team. But I did give you my direct number and extension. So if you do get to that point and you go, hey, John, I need to talk to somebody else, or I need this done. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, I did that. And I'll resend that to you, too. that's not a problem. But I also want you to understand that, you know, I'm trying to help a lot of people on a day-to-day basis. So that
I got
them there for a reason. It's not that I'm trying to shun you off or put you off to the side. It's just, you know, that we pay those guys to deal with Google Guarantee and do it this and
right,
do that
right.
and jump on it, you know. I only got so many arms.
So let me ask you a question. So let's just say if we do, we're managing the Google Guarantee, right?
Uh-huh.
We're getting, you know, getting away from the Google ads. They suck. What about the map section? Because a lot of people, they go to the map section. Is that part of the SEO?
Yeah, you're there already.
Yeah.
That's what you've been paying us $249
thing,
a month. Yeah, I know. You've been paying us $240. That's what I told you when I signed you up a year and a half ago. And you got it. And you're still there. And you got a killer deal, by the way. I gave you, that's about half of what we normally charge.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's why I did it, because the chances of you still being here years later are a lot higher, you know? I have some guys that I'll deal with. I'll go, okay, man, I'll give you a shake on it. Let me get your foot in the door so you can see what we can do. Then you got them on the first page, they're making money, and then they're stuck with us for years, you know, they like it. And so, as a Google partner...
Well, number one, that website's fucking horrible.
I told you, I gave it to you for free. You want to spend some money, or you wanted a freebie? You wanted a freebie, and you wanted to be cheap and try it out and see what we can do? I said, fine, here you go, I'll throw this together for you. $250, we'll get you going. You're good.
You've got to do that garbage together. Jesus.
I gave you a free site.
So
for free, I don't know what country you live in, but for free, that's a damn good site. For free. The domain name cost me money. I don't think we became profitable until you made it to 6 months on the damn thing.
Can you look at my other site?
Yeah. Well, let me get it. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So we have this site. We just put the site together. We've had this site, something similar to this, for years.
The movingco.com? Statewidemovingco.com? Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's your site.
No, that's not mine. Yeah, that's not us.
Oh, no. Statewidemovingco.com. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I see it. Yeah, it's just nice. I mean, similar layout, different color scheme, but... Damn near the same thing.
This looks almost exactly the same.
GMG web design.
Wait, hold on. No, you're on the wrong one here.
That's statewidemovingco.com.
No, hold on. Statewide Moving Storage.
So you got three sites? Did you work with the Gator Media Group?
I have no idea who the hell that is.
Jesus. All right. Well, now you got another website here. And this one also has your dang number on it. Oh, no. It has an 834-4703.
That's the site. That's the newest one.
With the 834-4703, right? It's got your vans on the back of it. Yeah, it's you. And this is it. Statewidemovingco.com.
Yeah, it's got all the way down the bottom. It's got all the areas. If you go,
I mean, you placed a phone call. We could have got in there and made it different for you and changed it and got you this. So this isn't any better than what you have. You just wanted to make changes, and you didn't say, hey, make the changes. Because we got guys on the back end. It's called a revision. My business owner calls us and says, hey, I want to change this on my site. They set an appointment. They sit down with them. They go in there. They change the site. Could have literally just changed your page that we have to look exactly like this. It'd take them a day.
Really? Because I'll tell you what. Now go down there and go to New Jersey statewide service areas, right?
Service areas.
Click down there.
Right at the top.
All the way down.
Hamilton, Princeton, Robbinsville, Trenton, Hightstown, East Windsor, Cranberry?
Go all the way down where it says Bard areas, East Windsor, West Windsor, Cranberry, Plainsboro, Extended Friel, Manalapan, Marlboro.
Yeah, you just got the extra pages for each individual area.
Right. So if you click then, you know, they were trying to go out and get extend yourself to different areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you, every page is different and not the same.
Yeah,
thing.
They're trying to use old SEO tactics that aren't valid anymore. They're trying to go in there and say, hey, if we put these on your website, that's going to make you relevant in those areas. And we're already doing your local SEO. So unless you literally just wanted those pages, I mean, it's not going to give you any benefit off-site. It's only beneficial to the people that are on the site. But as far as your SEO and programming, I mean, I could put a guy on the first page of Google nowadays, no website at all. You don't even have to have one.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's not how it works anymore. That's outdated.
Now people have been, so this site here, now give me your honest opinion. People have been saying like, yeah, this is a really nice site. It's fast. It's updated.
Yeah.
It's this, it's that.
No, it's solid. I love dark blue. That's my favorite color.
Saying,
it looks better.
Yeah,
it looks good.
Yeah, but the red, white, and the blue, American, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But now if you go to your site, dude, that's like some friggin' high school guy put it together.
It was free, and they built it. They did. There was a guy fresh out of college, not high school, and he built it in 24, 48 hours. And then you never ask them to change anything or do anything. All you got to do is tell them, hey, this website sucks. Change this. They'll change it. But they didn't do anything. That's what we put together, like the demo. Like, hey, okay. And then anything he wants to change, let us know. We'll go in there and change it. We never got any complaints. So we didn't change it.
All right. So what you're saying is...
It's really not that bad. You're breaking my balls, by the way. That's really not that bad, this site right here that they built for you.
Which one are you talking about?
The one they built for you, my guys downstairs. Here, let me text.
The one that's like the yellow, the orange, and
yeah, you get texting on the 1909 number.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but now you guys don't do AI there.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean by that? I mean, we got plenty of AI. Everything's AI generated. If somebody does a voice search, the Google Guarantee guys are usually, it's the same search results page, so. I mean,
no,
what are you talking,
no, what I'm
what are you
saying, these new guys I was going to go with, but it's not working out, and that's why I'm calling you guys. They have an old AI system.
You should have called us first. That was the whole, I told you that when you signed up. Before you add another service, touch base with us. Any of these things, we could have made this website that we already have for you look like the new website. All you had to do is tell us you wanted to change it. If you wanted to add areas, you wanted to add services, we could have done that. We could have done Google Guarantee, could have done Google Ads. And I set you up with that deal so that we would get the exclusivity from you of, hey, these guys started out small, did all this for me. Now let's add some ads later. You know, and then it has the potential for us to do something bigger with you. And so that's why I took that cut in the beginning. Instead of charging you $499, I go, okay, let's do $249. Let's do a solid,
right.
Build this guy his site for free. Let's get his SEO up and running. Let's run some Facebook ads for him, start getting some customers in, and then we'll do something bigger.
Oh, you know what, John? Facebook.
Instead of doing that, you went and gave your business to somebody else.
That's not true. I had business before I met you guys. I've been doing this shit way before. You guys cold called, and I was like, all right, you guys run some SEOs, and
you
do the Facebook
thing. Cheater. You're jumping around with everybody. You're one of those guys.
Hey, listen.
If you were your girl, we'd stone you.
You do the right thing, and I'll jump in. We'll jump in bed with you then. How's that?
All right, come on. You over here telling me it's not good enough.
Listen, we won't whore around anymore. How's that?
All right, that's the way to do it, man. You get you taken care of. I don't feel like we did anything wrong. You just got to tell us, hey, I want to change this.
No. Listen. You guys haven't done anything wrong. Seriously. It's just that we have this shit going on for the longest time, Google Guarantees, all that stuff with other people. But like I said, you guys, for some reason, you called or whatever it was, and I'm like, yeah, I'll give you a shot. All right, well, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But, going back to AI. So this other company was going to set up where if you don't answer the calls, AI will answer the calls, all that shit for you, and put it into your system.
Yeah, it's just a feature with Google Guarantee that they have, yeah. And it'll save them, and then they're like an opportunity. You could go back into your tracking system, call them back.
Not even that. Actually, some live will, like, say if I don't answer the phone, I'm on a fishing trip. You're calling me for a mover. AI will actually answer the phone. Hello, statewide moving, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. You guys don't do that, do you?
We can, yeah. It's just a feature within the Google Guarantee program. We can do AI assisted calls.
But like I said, because you call track the numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So Mike, I'm trying to be real clear, right? 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 So you do SEO with us, right? With SEO, no, you can't do that. With Google Guarantee, that is a feature you can do. So you think they can do it, we can't do it, but they're doing Google Guarantee with you, so they have access to do that AI stuff. With the current system that you have right now, that's not a feature that we have.
Right. So
Google Guarantee, that is a feature that we have. So if you're telling me you want to transfer your Google Guarantee stuff over and have us host it, can we get you that AI answering service? Yes. That's a part of the Google Guarantee program.
Now you guys, can you actually, I think you're doing it now, we have a company called MoverBase.
Mm.
It's like a Move It Pro. MoverBase is one of those moving programs that we actually link. You know, Tom can actually explain.
Just attach Tom's it to the website or something?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, put Tom on the phone.
Hey, John.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, he signed up a year and a half ago.
This is the guy who signed you up? Oh, this is the guy that fucked you.
Oh. No way. Hey, never in my life. Don't put that dirt on my leg. those are fighting words right there.
You guys, so. Anyway, MoverBase is what we do all our bookings with. We track our moves, everything. We build off it and all kinds of stuff. It's an automated system. You can go online, moverbase.com. They're out of Philadelphia.
I'm on it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and who's the demo thing? You get yourself a demo. But we've been using this thing. It's phenomenal. It's got so many features. And, like, if we get a lead from Angie, it goes right to MoverBase. So we get the person's name, email address, phone number, and all this information. We were talking to you guys today.
It's called a CRM.
For you to integrate.
Client Relation Management System. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want you to integrate with them. They have an API. You hook up, and they should be able to hook in.
Do they have their own system, like a MoverBase?
Yeah, we gave you guys. He has a system like this. He just got to log into it. I'll send you the credentials. Watch. I'll text it to this 1909 number. Let me resend it.
Anyway, that's where we do all our activity from, and if you guys can integrate into that. That's what we were talking to one of your people about today.
We have our own CRM, though. We have our own CRM. And he has access to it. I'm sending the login credentials. But we got an app. You download it. It's called the Local Splash app. You plug in his username and password, and it's got a CRM just like that right in there. And then it's set up so that all the calls, you can go back into all the calls that we've brought in for the last year and a half. There's a bunch of them in there. And you could just follow up with those people or, you know, with them. And it just gives you data and their information, their phone number, all their information.
No, we got that. We don't need a database. No, we have that. We have their local. We log into their shit. We're talking about, what's the system we use? It's called, it's a moving program.
Yeah, it's called MoverBase. Really, I'm on it right now. Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it.
It does all our, in fact, we can even give you our login. We gave it to Space today. We can give you our login information. You can log in and look at what we're doing.
Yeah, I could get a free account right here. Yeah.
I don't think you guys do it.
I'm with you. I'm trying to understand what you're saying, though. You don't think we do what?
I don't think you're going to be able to do what they do. Track the
moves
and everything like that?
That's specific.
For moving companies.
Yeah, that's specifically for moving companies, Mike. Right. You got to understand, we do this for every kind of business. We're a Google partner. We're not a moving company. You know what I mean? This is Google stuff. So the whole point of this call, I was getting off track is, like, I don't want to know what's going right. I want to know what's going wrong and how can we fix it. So that way we could get you back to where you were before, because you're telling me things are slowing down. Google Ads isn't working. Google Guarantee's not working, right? And so if that's the case, the only way I'm going to really be able to fix it is by getting in there. So if you guys have your mindset on, hey, I'm going to leave this other company, but I still want to try Google Ads, but have it hosted with these professionals that I've been working with for a year and a half and that I've built some trust with, I'm here for you. That's what I'm here for in this call.
Well, Michael's open for this, but I think the first thing that we need an answer about to explain, because we're not tech people. How do we fix this problem that we have the other website and your website?
Mm-hmm.
How does that get fixed?
He's got to do the website over.
Yeah, I mean, if you want us to make the website that I gave them match up and look exactly like that one, we could do that. Or I could just take that domain name that you already have, that one, and start attaching that to all your online listings. The important thing is that it matches up, though. We don't want to have two of them floating around. One of them's got to go.
Yeah. Right.
So that's part of cleaning it up, because all that's doing is causing a confusion with the search engine. You got one phone number here, one phone number there, one name here, one name here, and it's all supposed to be the same company, and that's why you're getting these negative effects. Google doesn't know what the heck it's giving people, if it's even a real company, or if it's just a fake made-up ad so that you could be on the first page three times, you know? They don't know. So what they end up doing is they start hiding you from
things. Well, what are you going to do? What do you give me some generalities. What are you going to do about it?
Clean it up.
What do you do?
Clean it up.
What do you?
Well, we would have to, so the stuff that's confusing is that you guys signed up with other companies, right? So if he's going to say, hey, I still want to do Google Guarantee, we'll transfer it over. There's a CID that you have. It's a 10-digit number. You guys will transfer it over to us. We'll host it for you guys. And while we're hosting it, we're going to go in there and we're going to clean up all those listings and make sure everything's uniform and it matches up. If this is the website you want, that's the only one that's going to be seen on all of your online listings. You know, you clear all those discrepancies. We want consistency with the phone numbers. Even if we're targeting other areas, we want one centralized phone number. If you want to have the AI answering system hooked up to it, you can have it that way. You know what I mean? So the idea here is to eliminate all this confusion that's happening with the search engine, so that way your ads perform how they're supposed to.
All right, so what do you charge to do that, and when can you do it?
Well, the cost of whatever you're allotting for Google Guarantee, and then there's just a $250 transfer fee. So today you'd just be looking at the $250 transfer fee, and we would need the CID number for his Google Guarantee. We already have the local SEO stuff he's been working on us with there, and I believe he said he's done with Google Ads.
We're still doing Google Ads, but they stopped.
Yeah, but you're not having success with it, so you don't know if you want to continue to do that. I'm not recommending it, but if you want to do it, I'm not going to tell you can't do it. Right? The idea here is I want everything to match up. That's what's going to get you back to it working and you showing up more frequently how it was before.
What's the monthly fee?
All right, so what's the monthly, what's the charges? What's the monthly fee?
I don't know what you're allotting for Google Guarantee, but usually Google wants a 13 lead balance to start that. So it's usually $250 to transfer. I'm going to need the 10-digit CID number. And then I'm going to need a 13 lead balance to activate it if that's not already inside there. I don't know what your balance is inside your Google Guarantee campaign. I can't see it. I didn't create it.
Can we look it up real quick?
Yeah, you might be able to see it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the transfer fee, I never heard of a transfer fee. Is that something you guys charge?
Yeah, that's us. Because we got to go in there, and then once we're in there, we got to do the name, address, phone number, website cleanups, the keyword research and programming. Might have to undo whatever the heck they did just to make sure that it's performing properly, you know, based on the analytics services you provide.
So you actually can take this website that's up now, and you can actually clone that kind of...
They're not that far off at all. Yeah. I mean, literally, if you look at them, like homes, services, about, gallery, contact, areas, those are already there. Quick estimate, phone number. It's all right there, the quote. So it's literally just moving around some pictures. Then it has a series of your services there, all the links and who you're trusted by. I mean,
Give me that. See if you can get in.
All right,
so here you go, John.
Yeah.
Here you go. I got the. What is it? The 10 digit. I got the 10 digit right now.
CID yeah, your CID number.
You want it? Yeah, right?
Go for it.
All right, it's 911. 924.
Okay.
4595.
4595. Okay. All right, that's what they would need to access.
Where you guys at? Where are you at? California, John?
Yeah, all my family's on the East Coast, but we're in California. We're in Orange County.
What
we're right
California?
Across. It's Orange County. It's SoCal. Like, if you look up local slash, Mike, and then look up Google Building 1, you're going to laugh because we're partnered with Google. We're right across the street from Google. We're not some East guy on the East Coast telling you, hey, we could do this for you on your Google advertising. We're actually partnered with Google.
That's crazy. All the techie guys are like out of fucking San Fran and all that shit.
Yeah, because the only place there is a Google is in California. There's three Google headquarters in the world. They're all in California. They're in Mountain View. They're in San Francisco. And then they got the Irvine location, which is SoCal. That's why, by us. Those are the only Googles in the world.
How you like your governor?
He fucking sucks. I mean, excuse my language. He sucks. And you're gonna get me in trouble. You're going on a whole another topic here about the blue hairs and everything else going on. Yeah. Gay boy.
Hey, that guy's a piece of shit, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're all going to hell.
Tim, we're all asshole governor.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not great either. They're all just crooked con people. Yeah. They're all run by Israel.
Oh my God, my wife's cousin just moved out of San Fran. He's actually an entertainer. He's a magician. He just moved to Texas. He's like, I'm out of here. How do we get into our Google thing again?
Your account with us?
Dashboard?
Our
Google account.
Yeah, how do I get to the Google dashboard? Forget it.
Go Google. You're on,
Your dashboard? Oh, you mean your Google business profile?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You threw me off there.
Hold on.
Let me pull it up.
Go to Google first. Get on Google.
Yeah, you got to go to support.google.com. But you could just look yourself up, your Google business profile. So just do a Google search first for yourself. Just type in your full business name into the search engine. Then you could sign in with your Google account that you use to verify the business.
All right.
Yep.
Wait, one.
All right, did you get the pen? Did you get in?
Now, do what?
Oh, no, I didn't get in there. I didn't touch that. That's for your Google business profile. We can't get in there and touch that without the transfer of the hosting. Because if I get in there and access that and we say, hey, we're your host, it's going to kick out your old host. I didn't have a definitive answer if that's what you wanted to do. I know we started the conversation. You said you were going to transfer it over to us, but... If you're telling me, hey, this is the CID, charge me the $250, and then we're going to do Google Guarantee with you guys, I'll go ahead and do that. But I'm not going to log in there without that. You know what I mean? Because that's going to kick those guys out. So you have to have your mindset on you're switching it over to us, or I'm not jumping in there messing with it.
I'm on our thing. How do I get into Google now? What do? I went to Google. I typed in our company name.
Yep.
And now what?
And then you sign in with the Google account you use to verify the business.
Sign in where?
Where do you sign in again?
I don't see it.
What?
He showed us too. I don't know what the fuck.
I forget to remember.
We forget where it is.
Yeah, if you located your profile on the Google search, you could usually click on it.
We're on there.
Okay.
Edit profile. Okay, edit
Google
profile.
Map app. In the Google Maps app, you tap your profile picture.
No, I don't see the map.
And select your business profile.
Hold on, right there. Hit that map.
What you said?
All right. Now hit your business profile. What the fuck is that?
This is a fucking map. You know what that? That's me.
Okay. Then do this. Then do this. Here's a little shortcut. Go to your Google search and just type in my business. You might already be logged into the business email on
my
computer.
Business.
Yeah, just type in my business and search it into Google.
Right there.
You found it?
What me to Zoom?
No, we don't see it.
We have accounts, Google Business Profile.
Yep. Sign in.
Verify it's you. Yep. You
put me back to the page.
And we're on the same fucking page. Now, go to the performance, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you should be able to sign in with your Google account that's associated
we're
with
it. We're in. Performance.
It must be. I'm already in.
Right. We're in. We're in. We're just doing it. We're just fucked up.
It's okay.
Right,
it's okay. I know it's not the easiest thing to access.
No, booking. So, like I said, we got the calls. We can see, our calls, what's going on, blah, 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 blah.
Is there multiple profiles in there? There might be a down arrow on the top where you could switch between profiles. You might have two profiles in there.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Okay.
Right,
so
here's where we are, John.
I can get you access.
Here's where we are, John.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dad, get in here.
Google and Google.com.
You're trying to find out if there's already a balance in your Google Guarantee campaign, right?
Yeah, the next time I looked, think there was.
Yeah, there was a balance, so.
I know there's got to be, unless they used it all and you've used all the leads, but typically what they do is they have you prepay for a certain amount of leads, so it's loaded up with money, and then they deduct the balance from the money that you've put in there. So there's probably money still left in there if you haven't used all the leads that you were guaranteed or that you requested.
They charge my credit card $500 a shot.
$500 a lead?
No, a shot. $500 like a week, you know what I mean? Like every other week or pretty much every 10 days. They charge
That's a lot of leads. I mean, you guys should be too busy to talk to me for that kind of money. you should both be in a truck driving somewhere right now for $2,000 a month.
But here's the deal, if our budget's $2,000 a month, let's say, right?
Yeah, it might be. Are you doing out of state moves too? Because it might be more than that, actually. Let me see. I forgot about that. Let me go. GG. Hold on. Let me go into the Google Guarantee requirements and the average cost per lead here. So moving company.
Wouldn't it be scared to have access? Does he want access that he can look?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's just I'm not going to access it unless you guys are going to switch. So it's not so much about me going in there and seeing what it is. He's going, hey, what's it going to cost me for Google Guarantee? You know what I mean? So today we're not even going to tell you, hey, this is the budget that – I mean, I could tell you what the budget is, but we're not going to ask you for the money for the leads. What we're going to do is access it, figure out what's in there already. You know, we do have a hosting charge that they tack on to each individual lead. Hold on here. Let me go. Moving company.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I need to know, what you guys are going to charge. What's going to cost me a month with you guys?
Yeah, I got you. Hold on. I should have answered that right away. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm just running it through our system. So.
Because.
But you won't need that today. We got to.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if I bring everything
soon,
over to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I bring everything over to you, which I'm probably going to. You know,
yeah.
You got to sweeten the pot, man. Make me a deal. What the hell? Sure.
No, I hear you. Yeah, so just to transfer it over. But this one's different, you know. Hold on. This is...
All right, we're in. We're in now.
I mean, Google Ads.
Google Ads, you zoom.
Okay, good. That's Google Ads, though. That's the one you don't want anymore, the pay-per-click
campaign.
Not really.
Well, why don't you go in there and see how we're doing?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to transfer that over, again, that's something we could do. That will just be a part of the same thing, though.
You can go in there and look.
Yeah.
You can go in and just look and just give me an idea.
Yeah. You guys come over here and give me a free quote, and then I'll decide if I want to hire you
or not.
Okay. All
right, I will.
Nah.
I will.
Do it. Come on now.
All you want to do is to go in it and look at it and get his opinion.
Yeah.
So he knows what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just want to get your opinion and, you know,
yeah.
Here's the deal. I'm leaving this company. I can tell you that right fuck now.
Okay.
I want to go with you.
I got the numbers. I got the numbers. So you already are Google guaranteed for New York and New Jersey. The average cost per lead, the market is $72 a lead. Okay? $72 a lead. With a professional hosting it, you're looking at more of a 92 number per lead. The activation budget with a guarantee of 13 leads is $936. You could get more, but that's the minimum to activate your account and keep it up and running. So that means whatever number you're seeing in that Google guarantee account, if it's below $936, chances are you're not really getting leads right now.